Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
These are exciting days. You know, if you've been with us for a while now on VFN TV, we had to just prophetically cry out and just say, you know, God, hear us, turn this thing around. And we asked you to join us in prayer, and we prayed every program, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. Well, God heard our cries. As a matter of fact, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, was woken up at midnight, and God told him very specifically this and so much more. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
Words for 2017 and beyond. This was received one night last week. I went to bed about 9 o'clock p.m., which is very unusual for me. I was very tired from traveling, and I had a busy schedule. I was awakened by the Spirit of the Lord speaking with a strong emphasis and expression. And he quoted this scripture to me while I was in a dead sleep. He said, at midnight, a cry was made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. They arose, both the wise and the foolish, and they arose from their slumber. I sat straight up in the bed and looked at my digital clock in front of me, and it was 12 o'clock midnight. It was a very sobering moment for me. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me that his people have indeed awakened out of slumber, and it happened back last November. Many things that were weighed in the balances, but God's people rose up and they said, enough. And God heard their cry, and the Lord arose and has delivered with a mighty right arm. The Lord said, I have set before my people open doors, not just a door, but many open doors. I am opening doors of opportunity that have not been opened to you before. Because there has been a great change of heart, I have hastened to answer. Many have awakened, but they have not arisen. My word now is arise. Do not slumber as you have in times past, because there will be so many opportunities that I'm opening to this nation. A very effectual door, many very effectual doors that I'm opening to my church. These doors will lead to greater resources than you have ever known. It's important not to be timid, intimidated, or fearful. This is not one of the four seasons that I have established in the earth, but this is a special season. It is a time of my choosing. As the men of Issachar had understanding of the times to know what to do, I am now imparting that same anointing in this very hour, in the same insight. If you will ask me, I will direct you and give you times of understanding.
This is so exciting. I mean, think about it. God told a man named Jonah, he says, listen, I have a plan of destruction coming against this city. The city was Nineveh. And he says, but I don't want to destroy it. I want you to go there, and I want you to tell them the storm is coming. I want you to tell them why it's coming, and in hopes that they would repent. And if they will repent, I'll stop the storm that's coming. And so he went and he preached, and God even extended the time that he would tell them about they need to turn around from the way that they were going. And they all began to fast. They said, let's turn back to God. And they did. And the storm that God intended for Nineveh was stopped. But you know what? Jonah, the man who God used, he didn't shift. He was upset that they turned. He couldn't get into the new gear of understanding they repented. That's all God wanted. God's got blessings in store for Nineveh. Instead, he was complaining about it being too hot and all these different things. Listen, God heard our cry. Enough people cried out to God and they responded, and God heard and God shifted. We got to quit talking about the storm and quit talking about what was going to happen. Understand, when he says there's not going to be a storm, there's not going to be a storm. I mean, rough times are coming, but it's not that. It's not the storm that was coming because America didn't cry out. The church cried out and God heard it, and things are just switching left and right. And God, today's going to be filled with so many blessings, prophetic words, just like we've been sharing in the beginning of this year, these programs about encouraging you, helping you to change your mindset and get your faith lined up with what God's going to do. And he says, if you'll cry out to God, and we have, I mean, we did for quite some time. I mean, John, I mean, you were with us. Yes. When we've been crying out, right?
so encouraging because for the last 7-8 years, we've prayed, we fasted, we cried out, and we prophesied. We just believe in God. And I'm just reminded of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people will humble themselves and pray and repent and cry out to God, then the scriptures say God will hear from heaven and heal our land. And God's doing it. I mean, we're seeing these miracles right before our very eyes. And this is such an encouraging season. In fact, it's a special season, as Brother John Kirkpatrick said. And I'm encouraged. I'm excited.
It is. It's a breakthrough year. And we have so many words we want to share with you. So the first word is to understand is like, okay, God heard, God turned. And I remember I called Pat up the night of the elections. And the Lord showed me October 3rd that our next president would be President Donald Trump and that the people would get the White House back. But it didn't look that way on the night of the elections.
No.
I could just feel this my whole spirit just twisting and it was just intense. And it was like, you know, is God going to, and it was a miracle what happened. Nobody could take credit for what happened. I mean, it was just God. And a friend of Israel, a friend of the church, a friend of the Constitution, the boldest one we've ever seen in our lifetime, standing up for Israel, standing up for the church, is there. So God began this, and we have
Romans 13. I mean, no authority is established outside of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.